From synthetic clothes to plastic milk jugs and pesticides, people are exposed to chemicals every day, some helpful, others potentially harmful. Testing can determine what effect chemicals might have on people in their environment. However, some question whether animal tests are relevant to humans. Plus, that method is costly and time-consuming. The state's chief medical officer, Henry Anderson, says the result of the widely used current system is that many chemicals are never thoroughly tested for toxicity.
We have 10,000 or more chemicals that are actively out in commerce that people are probably being exposed to on a daily basis, yet a very small percentage of those have actually gone through the detailed type of testing that we would want to know about.
Anderson was on a national panel of experts, which called on the scientific community to use more efficient alternatives to determine toxicity. Some methods already exist, for example, using cells or cell lines instead of live animals to determine the effects of a particular chemical. That's common in the research community, but less so in other sectors. The report put out by the National Research Council says new kinds of testing could increase public confidence in regulatory decisions regarding the safety of chemicals. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.